and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This episode is significantly different than previous ones. I set up a podcast meetup sort of thing online, and so I've got Brian and JJ on mics here. They're going to tell us a little bit about their podcast and then something they're grateful for. We'll kind of walk through that conversation. And then also we have a guy by the name of Ishi joining us from the Philippines, and he's texting us in to this conversation with all kinds of wonderful insights. So with that, JJ, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your podcast is, where we can find it, and that sort of stuff. And let's get going.
Sure. So my first name is Justin. I'm a police officer in the great state of Minnesota. And I have a partner and I, we do a podcast called 10-4 Radio. So 10-4, kind of like the, 10-4 rubber ducky, right? Just the 10 code that police and EMTs and firefighters used to kind of just use. We just kind of incorporated that into the name. But basically our podcast is just about some of the experiences that we've had on the job, and just kind of talk about what's going on in our personal lives, give some people insight into kind of who we are as a person, and not just government entities. And then we also like to highlight some of the partners that we have, or other police officers that have side businesses. I have one gal who I work with. She has a woodworking business. One of my sergeants does commercial business cleaning. Some other guy, another partner of mine, does canine training. So he'll actually import, he doesn't import them anymore. He actually breeds them himself. So he breeds his own German shepherds, raises them, trains them, and sells them off to different departments across the country. So we just kind of like to highlight that kind of stuff. And I think it's kind of fun to talk about other people and what they have going on at home. So that's kind of what we're about.
Cool. All right, let's let Brian introduce himself. Brian, go ahead.
Hey. I'm Brian Earle. I have a podcast called Christmas Past, which has been around since 2016. It tells the stories behind Christmas traditions. And since 2018, it's been a little bit more than just the Christmas season. I put out episodes in the summer and spring, and then in 2020 started doing year-round. So two episodes a month during the off-season, and then ramping up during the Christmas season.
And then I think we've been talking a little bit about how we've responded as podcasters to COVID. Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing there to help people get through this?
Oh, yeah. So I launched an impromptu miniseries called Christmas in Quarantine, which I'm putting out an episode every day, and it's totally free form. I'm making it up as I go along, which is a little bit outside my comfort zone because I normally put a lot of thought. All of my episodes are scripted and written. Like, I'm always trying to find really, what I think are elegant ways of sharing information. And then with these, it's more just like whatever I think will be valuable to my audience and that I can accomplish within like a single day, I'll do. So I've been reading classic Christmas stories. I've been having Christmas trivia games. I've been doing things like interviews, making playlists, and actually playing Christmas music by independent artists who've given me permission to share their work. I've been putting on things like old-time radio Christmas episodes, from the golden age of radio. So really just this sort of grab bag, just to make sure that people have something a little Christmassy to keep their days going throughout COVID. And part of what inspired it is two things. Is number one, California went on lockdown, statewide lockdown, a little over 4 weeks ago or thereabouts. And so I was stuck at home like everyone else and basically needed something for myself to do. But also in the meantime, a bunch of news stories started popping up that people are putting their Christmas lights back up, and Hallmark is running weekend Christmas movie marathons because that's what people are turning to for comfort during this time. And there's some good reason for it. People want something that's familiar and cozy, but also last year had the least amount of time on the calendar between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And also during that time, a lot of the news was dominated by coverage of the impeachment trial. So I think a lot of people are using this as an opportunity for like a do-over of 2019 Christmas. Since they're home, they're stuck with their kids, they need something fun and interesting to do. And so I'm just trying to give my audience what I feel like would help add to that.
That sounds amazing. Now, can I get links to put in the show notes for folks who want to follow both of you guys after this?
And oh, absolutely.
Maybe find, okay. Yeah. That would be great. And Brian, there's an independent artist who I've been able to reach out to who did a great Christmas album a number of years back. She's got a song called Peace on Earth to Me. And it is very much from that religious, you know, perspective with Christmas. Her name is Sherry Call. And if we can spend a couple minutes after this, I think we can try to get you two in touch if you need another song.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
That is one of my by far favorites.
Okay.
To help me remember the Christmas from the religious side or the religious perspective, which is really neat. All right. So normally when I have guests on, I like to ask them, we ask the same question, right? But we ask, tell me something you're grateful for that you think other people might overlook, right? So that's the challenge today is tell me something you're grateful for that you think other people might overlook. And we know that Ishii is very quick with the typing. He might be the first one to respond. We'll have to see. But let's see if we can think for that and get an answer here.
Do we want to have Ishii type in what his podcast is about?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
We can just read it. Oh, or you can just read it.
Justin, you have a better voice than I do, so I'm going to ask you to read it if you
need to. I don't know about that. All right. Well, yeah, we'll have to wait for him to this one. Hey, Ishii, give us a quick block to read off on what your podcast is about and maybe how you got started with it and stuff like that.
That would be cool. Yep. So if he does podcast, he might just be a listener and...
That's true.
And enjoy it. Because we all met on the Helen Zaltzman's podcast group on Facebook, which was kind of cool, right? It's the most non-self-promoting group I've been a part of.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. I wish I would have found it before I started.
Yeah, that would have made sense to me, too.
Because then... Because I was doing all this like research all by myself and trying to, I don't know, it just would have been so much easier if I could just scroll through, you know, some of the previous comments or the pinned up comments of, you know, for equipment and, you know, all the recommendations that some of the more seasoned veteran podcasters throw out there on like a daily basis. You know, there's always someone asking about equipment or, you know, how long should my show be, stuff like that.
Yeah, so. There's something like 12,000 members there. And so going there every day, you start to see a bunch of the same questions over and over again, which is kind of good news and bad news. Like the good news is that any question that you have has been asked and answered many times over and is just there waiting for you to get that information. So yeah, it's a really, really great group and everyone's super supportive. And I do love how it's not self-promoting at all because it can't be, right? Like they really have a low tolerance for that. So it really is about an exchange of ideas, which makes it very valuable.
Mm-hmm. And my first post, because I only joined it recently, so my first post was on how to get an automated transcript for your podcast off of YouTube. If you upload your audio, if you make a video, doesn't matter if it ever gets published, right? Mm-hmm. But if you make a video, throw it up to YouTube, it'll create an automated transcript, and you can download that in English. And then I wrote a script on my end, but you can do some tricks where you search for, you know, numbers 0 through 9, because it's doing it for closed caption purposes. Mm-hmm. So you have to remove the numbers and then some of the formatting in order to get it to where it can function as an automated transcript. But I throw that at the end of every episode, so that way the search engines have a better chance of finding something I talked about but didn't make a tag for in my comments.
Oh, there you go.
And so I put big bold letters, automated transcript at the top, right? Like if you're reading that is, it's, hey man, you're doing it of your own accord. Total disclaimer.
It's funny.
It's not accurate.
So where are you found then, Jacob? Are you on just YouTube?
No, I'm on, so my podcast is available at parkingthought.com and all the subscribe links are there. But then I also release on YouTube because it's the second largest search engine after Google. And so I think it'll help with discovery. My podcast is small, has been, and it's, the audience is really passionate. And so I figure as the audience grows, if they stay that passionate, I'm going to be in really good shape. I love the people that listen to my show. They're awesome.
There you go.
So
awesome.
All right. So Ishii hasn't been able to reply back. Have you guys? Oh, here we go. Here we go. We got a bit of a story. Justin, would you want to go for it?
All right. Sure. I'll give it a shot here. It's basically, so this is Ishii from the Philippines here and what he's working on. It's basically a shop talk with stand-up comedians and open micers, plus current events. Show's in hiatus because he prefers face-to-face conversations. He also said, I have a cheap setup with a mobile phone and a couple of lapel mics, but I do it inside of a rehearsal studio, so it sounds good enough.
All right, and there were a couple of lines at the top of there that didn't get read. So he says that his podcast is in Tagalog, right? And it's one of the many languages in the Philippines. And I know how to say, and it's called Crash Comedy, PH. And so we'll see if we can find a link to that and put that in the show notes as well, in case there's somebody on my small audience who might understand Tagalog. And Ishii, if I get this right, I think the way to say thank you is salamat in Tagalog. And so thank you for typing that in. And let me know if I pronounce that anywhere close to right. So,
hey, it's impressive that you even know that.
I've been a few places.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So hats off to you.
Well, thank you. All right. So have you guys had a chance to think of something you're grateful for? And Brian, for you, it cannot be Christmas. But who wants to go first? Let's see, Brian, why don't you go first? Something you're grateful for that you think other people might overlook.
I've had this thing ever since I was a kid, really, is something that everyone does like on a routine basis, probably takes for granted. But like every time I go into a grocery store, I get this feeling of like, you can have all of this, like all of this stuff, like it's just here for anybody who wants it. Any time of year. And in America, it's true that like, even if you're like, you know, fairly modest means, you can have pretty much all the food you want whenever you want and like in stunning variety. We just take that for granted. But for some reason, every time I go into a store, I'm just amazed by it. It just seems like it shouldn't be true, but it is. It really just seems like this really magical experience. And I know there's been a lot in the news lately are people calling the grocery workers heroes because they're putting their lives at risk. And, you know, of course they are. But like the way that I look at it is these are people who like, you know, they're not doing it out of heroism. Like our system is set up that these, you know, some people don't have the choice to stay at home and some people do. And so these are really more people who like are, I'm not sure how to describe it. Like what they're doing is heroic, but it's also kind of, I don't know, underlining how tilted in certain people's favor our system is. And it just makes me have that like extra level of appreciation for just how things are these days.
That is a great thing to always be reminded of. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. I've done a couple of episodes very similar to that, but I think you said it better. So my audience is probably going to jump ship from me and head on over to listen to you because you are so much more succinct about saying it. But even like the price tag, how beautiful the price tag is, summarizing all the information that you know needs to exist to get that product to the shelf in like three or four digits. I mean, it is an amazing system we have. Not perfect, but a really beautiful system that we have. And Justin, you help protect that system, you know, so people can freely exchange goods and be able to have it be a predictable process. And thank you for the role that you play in that. So as much as I tend to go libertarian and get frustrated sometimes on my podcast about the laws that are out there, I do not want that to detract from my audience knowing that I am truly grateful for those that are out there and helping to make sure society is safe and functioning. And so with that, Justin, would you take a minute and tell us, or comment and then take a minute on tell us what you're grateful for?
Yeah. So, you know, as far as the laws go, you know, we're not out there writing the laws. And luckily for us, we have the ability to, you know, use our best judgment and use our discretion. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people get maybe a little butthurt that, you know, that person got a speeding ticket and this one didn't. You know, that's up to our discretion, right? So with that in mind, it's also, and this is just me speaking personally, it's my discretion that I'm not going to write a citation for, you know, someone being outside of their home during this. We have a voluntary shelter in place right now. You know, it's not a law, you know, And so that's my discretion. I'm not going to go out and do that because I don't see it as being constitutional. So I'm a civil servant to the Constitution and to the people, not to a politician. That being said, I am.
I want to give you a hug right now. I'm sorry.
I don't think I've ever said this ever in my life, but I am the most grateful. Well, I should say most, but I am grateful for my coworkers. They've all stepped up and did their part. You know, we had teams of six every shift. So we have four different shifts, and every shift had six people on it. And our administration has cut those teams in half to give people more days off. So far, you know, no one's called in sick just because they can call in sick, because you know that would essentially screw over one of their partners who's home with their family. So no one does that. Everyone's, I don't know, we're kind of a family. We're a smaller department, so I have a pretty deep appreciation for them, and not just for the work they do, but just for them as people. I've never said that about any coworkers until I joined this department. So
well, I can
confidently
small,
say that about.
They probably won't hear it either.
Oh, that's all right.
The size of my audience.
That's okay. But yeah, I can confidently say that about this department that I'm working for right now. And and everyone in it. So
thank you. That's awesome. So, I mean, you guys haven't listened to my show ever, and that's fine, but these are both themes really randomly that we've kind of covered before. And Justin, I've spent 20 years defending the Constitution inside of an organization that was trying to avoid it and ignore it. And it ate my soul for the last 8 years. I put my head down and just prayed I could make it to 20 years so I could get my retirement and move on. And I did the best to take care of my people. And I measured myself not on whether or not I was doing anything to defend the Constitution, but whether or not I was doing right by the people I was working with. And it broke me. I mean, it absolutely broke me inside. The last 2 years I was in service, I was very much a non-functioning human being and had to crawl back out of that. And with this isolation that we have because of being alone, being alone's felt really difficult. And it's very comforting to have two guys randomly off of an invite from a Facebook group happen to be probably the perfect two guys to talk to tonight, to bring onto the show. You know, somebody who notices odd things about Christmas that just, you know, warms people's hearts and recognizes the beauty of the capitalist system that we have, and with its flaws, right? But recognizes how wonderful the results of that are. And then somebody else who, you just put it so succinctly, Justin, where you said you put the Constitution first and you recognize that this order, you know, is voluntary, and you might encourage people, but you're not going to enforce it. And I was hoping there would be people like you out there in the world, and for both of you guys, and there are people like there out there in the world. And it's so great because we're sitting at home. We don't know this, right? We're all disconnected from each other.
Right.
But you guys are there. The news isn't going to cover this, but this is what matters. You guys are what's matter. Thank you, you know, for being
here. I don't
know
if I can make that smile any bigger, but I would say that people with my perspective are the majority.
Sounds so good.
I would say, at least that's in my department. There's probably two people in my department that would even consider writing a citation for someone, you know, disregarding the governor's order to shelter in place. You know, and you know they're younger guys, and they're full of piss and vinegar, as we like to say, and that's just kind of the way it is.
We were all young men once. So.
Oh yeah. I'm not trying to take that away from them, but I feel like part of my job as, I don't know, I'm not, there's a more veteran officer to try to instill some wisdom in them. So when they come across certain situations that we find ourselves like this, that they'll, you know, they'll do the right thing and not just write tickets for writing tickets, you know? Yep. So.
So let's end this episode there, because that is a high note and that's where we want to leave it for the audience. So thank you, Brian, and thank you, JJ, and thank you, Ishi, for being on. Oh, and Ishi sent in a gratitude note. Let's see. He says, I'm grateful that in this time of crisis, a lot of people and businesses are stepping up and helping as much as they can during this quarantine. My country's administration could do better, but I won't get into that. Yeah, we know the feeling over here too. He said they are giving out relief goods to poor people and sending much needed medical supplies or PPEs to hospitals, giving car rides to hospital staff. Wow, isn't that amazing? Like, we have millions of people right now out there in the world, probably billions, all making small good choices to make the world a better place. And so that's the high note to end on. Ishi, thank you for sending that. Salamat. So as usual, if you like this episode, please share it with someone that might need a little pick-me-up. If you want to subscribe, you can search for us on your app, on YouTube, or just head over to parkingthought.com for the subscribe links. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?